Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NFL draft prospect, JoJo Doman, out of Nebraska, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Going up to Nebraska today, talking some Cornhusker football with JoJo Doman. Can we talk about this impressive linebacker, this fifth-year senior, and see what he's all about at the next level in the NFL.
Absolutely. And we know that all of our fans, our Nebraska fans, our college football fans, our NFL draft prospect fans are all watching on the edge of their seat throughout this next month, getting ready for that NFL draft. So JoJo Doman from Nebraska, a Cornhusker, all of our fans are at their feet just waiting to see what this young man's going to do. He's a fifth-year senior. He is ready to make his mark. He's got some play time, and he's ready to stand there, and he's ready to go on that stage and see where he goes. So, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, what are the Nebraska fans, the NFL draft fans, the college football fans, and, of course, the Doman fans have to look forward to from this young man?
All right, the Doman fans are going to be really impressed with the 6'1", 230-pound linebacker here, man, the outside linebacker. Let's go talk with his stats. Back in 2016, going a little bit back in time, 5 years, 6 years now. So 2016, this first year, seven tackles, and that's about it. Nothing else too much. 2017, redshirt, didn't play any. He got hurt in camp, and he said, you know what, we'll just redshirt this year. Come back 2018, better than ever. And that's exactly what Doman did. 2018, 19 tackles. And two passes defended for the young man with one sack and two forced fumbles. That's kind of his forte. As you'll see the rest of these upcoming stats, he's got two forced fumbles every single season except for his 2016 one. 2019, he really stepped it up. 52 tackles, six passes defended, and 2.5 sacks. It's looking good there. 2020, 58 total tackles, five passes defended, no sacks for him. But like I said, you have those two forced fumbles. And then this past year, 2021, a career high, 71 tackles, three passes defended, two sacks, two forced fumbles, and also two interceptions for Nebraska. Looking good there. Like I said, the team won the greatest, only 3-9 this past year. But JoJo Doman showed throughout his incredibly long tenure, right, 5 years at Nebraska, that he has what it takes, and that's why he came back, right? All the guys after 2020 had that extra season. And since he didn't have that 2017 year, he said, you know what? Time to make up for lost time. He came back for 2021 and had a very good year and really helped out his draft stock, I think. So let's talk about some strengths and some weaknesses for JoJo here today. So some strengths, like I said, he was solid as a tackler. He's got good athletic ability, very high football IQ, and some might even say elite coverage ability. Like I say, he always gets forced fumbles, and he's also this past season got a couple of interceptions. And he also is good at getting at least a handful of passes defended. A good open field tackler, not elite strength. Like I say, he's not going to be one to just impose his will on someone, but he does have enough strength to get the job done. Decent run defender, but overall he's better in the passing game. He's a leader on the field. He plays fast, plays hard. He's smooth with his lateral ability, good burst when he needs it to be, and also very good awareness. Also, he was a former safety back in the day, back in high school, And man, he was a so he has that. That's why he's so good in pass coverage, is because that former safety mentality of being in the secondary, right, being way back there. And then he said, hey, I'm going to move up a little bit here to linebacker position. That's why he's so good at reading the ball and seeing where opposing running backs, wide receivers, or just the ball where the quarterback's going to throw it. That's why he's so solid. Long arms, like I said, he's going to be covering wide receivers. He's not a guy who's just going to kind of stand there and clog up space. He's got good speed to run with the tight ends and certain running and certain backs. So he can keep his stride on a really good tight end if you need him to. And certain receivers he might be a little bit iffy for. He'll need some help, but he can keep up with them just for a little bit. He's tough to get through, man. He is a sturdy player. He's got good instincts, really good reaction skills, and he can always find that ball in traffic. Reads the quarterback, great anticipation to play at the linebacker position, and that's what he can do. And he's good to quick. He's quick at reading if it's going to be a run. Good agility to get there and speed to get past some of those blockers, those big guys up front, and he can finish. Like he's very experienced in coverage, and he's strong at getting out of these jams, get to the outside receivers, get that tackle made, and negate any positive yards. That is what JoJo Doman has a lot of strength, and that's why he's solid.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Some weaknesses he can improve on, some things that he needs a little bit of more fine polishing going into the draft, going into April's draft in Vegas. He's more of a linebacker safety than a traditional linebacker. Like I said, he did play safety back in the day, so he is going to have some of those tendency stills as opposed to a more traditional linebacker. So it is what it is, but hey, he's a little bit of a hybrid. That's what he likes. He likes to say he's listed as an outside linebacker, so he will be able to play in those flats if you need him to. He's not a dominant run defender by any means, but he is solid in that regard. He's not going to get every single tackle, but he is going to get things going on. Like I said, decent change of speed and a change of direction if you need him to. If you need to make a quick cut, it's not going to be the fastest on the field, but it's just kind of average. Whenever he's in the open field, sometimes he can lose his balance sometimes. Doesn't have the best size in terms of a really solid pass rusher. Like I said, I don't see him getting that many sacks per season. But overall, like I said, if he has a strong running back coming at him, they might get the upper edge. They might be able to just not shove him down, but more so just kind of run in stride with him or just hold him off for a second. Needs to kind of get in the weight room a little bit, bulk up some. I think if he can put on a little bit of muscle, that would definitely help him out as a good quality linebacker. And I think that, like I said, as long as he gets that strength up, maybe gets a little bit more speed to his game also, I think he'll be looking really good in the draft. I think that this is someone who, you know, is a longtime player. Like I say, he is going to be one of the older players in the draft. He is already 24. Going to be 25 in a couple of months here, in whenever his birthday is. But I think that with JoJo Doman, you're getting somebody who is super experienced, right? And someone who you can get on your field to be a good leader in the locker room, good guy overall. Like I said, there's countless articles about him going to charity events, Make-A-Wish Foundations, anything like that, you name it. Just an overall really good guy. Academic Big Ten in 2017, second team All Big Ten this past year in 2021. Also went to the Senior Bowl not too long ago. And so, I mean, he's racked up a good amount of awards throughout his career at Nebraska. Like I say, he was a quarterfinalist for the Lott Trophy this past year. So this year was really a coming out party for JoJo Doman. And I think that whenever he gets drafted, you're going to see someone who's, I would think, gets more playing time than some of the other guys we've talked about on the program. Someone who is more well-defined, well-refined. And if you can, I still think he's going to be in that secondary role. Maybe that potential backup, that fringe starter, we'll say. Someone who could start if he goes to the right team. But if he goes to a loaded team or a team that has a very good abundance of linebackers, I think he'll kind of be a little bit down in the depth chart. But he will definitely find a way to make the field, whether it's he has to go on the special teams unit maybe, or you can, like I said, throw him in certain packages or schemes, and he can get things done. Like I said, he's probably one of the better pass coverage linebackers in maybe this draft even. Someone that I feel like can kind of be slept on. And if you want to run that system where you need good pass defending linebackers, this is where JoJo Doman fits in perfectly. So I think he'll be maybe, you know, I wouldn't say super late round. I could see him maybe getting even as early as fourth round, potentially. Like I said, I like this kid after watching some tape, just reading up more about him. I think maybe anywhere from the fourth round and beyond is somewhere you can go for. I think he might be a sleeper pick in this year's draft because he's got really good abilities. Even though he is a little bit older, that just means he's more experienced. He's seen more football. And I think he will do fine in the NFL. He'll be around for a long time. And I can't wait to see how he can do.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, I definitely believe that too. I think that he'll be around for a long time. I believe this is a dude who knows football. He knows systems. He's got an education, you know, that a lot of kids may not have, you know, that have been working hard throughout the college system as well. So he's got that IQ that he needs on the field. He's got that IQ that he needs back when he's training. And he's got that IQ that he's going to need for joining a professional team. So all of our Nebraska fans, what do you think? Do you think JoJo Doman is going to get drafted early, late? What do you think the teams that will draft him could be? We want to hear from you. Put it in the comments and let us know. And if you're watching us live, thank you. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. Our podcast is 100 Yards of Football, just like our live show. You can listen anywhere that you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, over on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, anywhere that you love to listen to podcasts, including our sponsor, the Believe Podcast Network, which helps us to bring our show to you every single week and pretty much every day at this point. So thank you to our daily listeners to our podcast. You know that we are the ones who are going to bring you in-depth information every single day, give you something to listen to, and give you something to look forward to in the world of football, whether it's the on-season, off-season, middle of the season, whether your team is won, lost, or is on the way to the Super Bowl. We will be here for you every single day. So thank you, Mr. Logan Landers, for that in-depth coverage of JoJo Doman, the outside linebacker from Nebraska, in our NFL Draft Prospect Special. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.